Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know what to say. This cue that I have for this show was originally for a sub show that I was gonna do a couple days ago, but I messed up the, what do you wanna call it? I don't know, I just messed up. And I realized that I signed up for the wrong slot, and I was devastated because I planned a whole amazing show and I couldn't do it. And it was originally for the 1st of December, so it was like a first of the month, like, I don't know, lift up the spirits, like, I mean, obviously that was a pretty sad song. By the way, that was Baby Where You Are by Mountain Man. But as you will see, it's gonna get really happy. And I feel like that's a way to, like, first of all, maybe it's better for a Monday, just to, like, bring ourselves into the week. But you know what? We'll see how it goes. I'll have more to say later, potentially. The next song is Lover Boy by Sophie May.
Don't look at me so sadly, you know I love you too. But I don't think we want each other the way we want us to. Oh, love that boy. When the wind is calling, have you felt the urge to run? I'd hate to be the reason why you haven't found the one, my love, boy. Don't you know all my loving's almost done? Oh, lover boy, it's easy loving you when things are fine. But now we're running out of breath. Will this end all our time, my lover boy? You know my loving's almost done. Maybe in a year it'll change. I could dye my hair, or you could call me a new name. Oh, my lover boy, it would just end up the same. So what's the point in loving you all over again? Don't look at me so sadly, you know I love you too. But I don't think we want each other the way we want us to. Oh, love that boy.
This is ridiculous. I'm gonna call you, ask how you doing. What am I doing? Am I obsessive? Am I needy? Me second guessing. Cause I want you to need me, but you don't. Put down the phone. Put it down, put it down, put it down. All the thoughts back in your mind. Turn around. You're on my mind, what did you come here for? I thought you wouldn't be around no more. All of these feelings, all these feelings. And I don't know what to do. Sure what I was looking for. All of these feelings, all these feelings. And I don't know what to do when I get ahead of you. Wanna forget you, and then I turn around and I miss you. It's something that I'm bound to do. I'm bound to you. Hands and ankles, drowning in love, falling in love. I can't escape you. You're on my mind, what did you come here for? I thought you wouldn't be around no more. And all these feelings, all these feelings. Before, I wasn't sure what I was looking for, and all these feelings, all these feelings, and I don't know what to do when I get ahead of.
Just heard was No I by Evan McIntosh from their album Mojo, and before that was Better by Quinny. I was thinking both of those songs have like a weird like trance kind of vibe to them in the middle, and me personally did not want to get out of bed this morning, and I feel like that's the kind of like weird sleepy trance that I'm in, which again, I'm going to transform it in this hour. Trust me. Also, that was a recommendation from one of this show's very avid listeners. So, thank you. What else? The next song is Follow My Girl by The Japanese House, which I am seeing on Sunday. I'm so excited. It's just, that's the only thing. No, not the only thing. One of the things that's getting me through the week that has just started, you know. And then I think Quinny is opening for them, so, you know, I'm covering all the bases here. Okay, yeah, that's it. This is Follow My Girl.
Different people have their different ways of living. I chose mine and it was unforgiving. Someone gave me guidance, there was something in it. I put it into practice.
Straight hips.
That was I Feel You by Noso, and the song before that, I don't even remember. Oh, I think I said it was Japanese. I was thinking that I was just sitting here, you know, singing along, that I always get scared that, like, the mic is on, or, like, I don't know, that somehow you all can hear me, like, just singing along to the songs I'm playing, which would be really goofy. I think I always joke about that with my co-host, who is unfortunately not here, Nick. I miss you, Nick. But hopefully you guys can't hear me singing. I mean, I know you can't hear me singing, but it's just it's an irrational fear of mine. But also, I think it would be a silly show to have that we just, like, left our mics on and then we're, like, just played the music and we're, like, just talking and singing over it, which feels actually really rude to, like, the songs and the artists. But I just think it would be kind of funny, because then you would get to see, like, what do we actually do and actually say when, I guess maybe, yeah, what's happening when our mics are off and we're playing the music that you guys can hear. Okay, but that, I know that's not gonna happen, but you know what, I could give you some insight into the inner workings of the show. Okay, the next song is I Guess This Is Life by Jordana, and then after that, a song by Door Jar, who, shout out to Larissa, I think she's listening, put me on to Door Jar this summer. She's really good. Okay, this is I Guess This Is Life.
House party two times already. Hurry. That's it.
I've got a scab on my leg. I've got a scab on my leg and it looks like an island on the water. Come swim on me, my skin is the sea and feel the ocean breeze. Come swim on me, come swim. I've got a brain in my head. I've got a brain in my head and it thinks as hard as Einstein ever did. MC squared equals E, that's the theory of relativity. And how are you relative to me?
Thank you.
That was The Fatalist by Girl House. And then, yeah, before that was Scab Song by Dora Jar. I was, of course, naturally, thinking in my head on the walk here, what the heck am I going to say on the show? And people keep asking me, oh, are you going to do, well, one person in particular keeps asking me, oh, are you going to do a radio show about Spotify Wrapped? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not a sheep. Because everyone's doing that, and I reject it. Well, no, actually, I like the shows that just press shuffle and, like, just, like, talk about the song that happens to come up on their, like, top 100 or whatever. But me, personally, I'm not going to do that. Because I actually don't really have a good reason. I just am stubborn, and when someone asks me if I'm going to do it, I'm not going to do it. Obviously. But that being said, I think a lot of the artists I play on a daily basis or a weekly basis are from my Spotify Wrapped. I think Japanese House is on there, and then some other artists that I will leave unnamed coming soon on the show. So that means that you have to keep listening. But if you were hoping for a Spotify Wrapped show from me, I'm so sorry. You're not gonna get it. And honestly, I didn't even, like, really look that hard into my Spotify Wrapped, which is maybe, like, what am I trying to say? A hot take that I just don't really care that much. But on average, I listen to more minutes than everyone I talk to, so I don't know what that says about me. But also, I have something really important and educational to talk to you about. I'm going to be answering this question. Why not cover your computer camera? So, listen closely. If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was a silly little PSA that I found because, well, I do cover my camera thing up, but honestly, maybe this is another hot take. Just, like, we are so entrenched in technology as is, like, I feel like there's no getting around, like, robots spying on you or whatever you want to call it, or, like, your life, like, being online. So yes, cover your cameras, of course, because that's the point of a PSA. But then also, what are you gonna do? We're turning into robots. That's kind of depressing. Anyway, I have more happy music to play. And this is all thanks to technology, so there's a good side and a bad side. And, oh, speaking of, if you ever feel like you want to say something to me or any DJ while they're on air, there's a DJ chat function on our website, WMFO.org, where you can request songs or say hello or tell me that my hot takes are really bad. So yeah. Okay, this next song is Wintering.
It's just come straight in. Just be like...
She walks down the stairs feeling herself, looking like she just won a court case. He's got a funny way of using the same four chords for every song he makes. And he's got Bill and he plays with the words like a skill, yeah, it's pretty great. He said his official friend died cause of officiate. Yeah, she's got Hannah and she plays the two in a grade eight, but she's got no soul. And John's obsessed with fat ass and he's 10 years old. Drive up on the 23rd. Bumped into
asked how the family's been. I said, Alex is a sculptor and Olivia's been a vegan since 10. Well, Finn wears dresses while Debbie coalesces in a fleece that doesn't work. And I begin my chair to my mom cause her back hurts. I get home on the 23rd. And it's Christmas, this is gonna be a nightmare. I just came for the stuff and not to argue about nothing, but mark my words, I'll be home on the 23rd.
Starfish. we're drifting lately in June of the rain. I'm leaving Chicago, cause something feels strange. Many kinds of love of which I've been afraid. I never believed I could feel it and wanted to stay. If anything changes, we don't have to discuss or take it or leave it just the way it was.
Just take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it, baby.
Where are you, baby? It's been a few years since I saw you here. Some time to change our minds and settle in our ways. But I wonder, does your love still sound the same? You called me once upon a winter night. Yeah, compelled by nostalgia, we convinced ourselves we were right. My memory's defensive, it won't let me reminisce. And you said, oh, take it all. Just the way it is.
Just take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it. Just take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
example of my Spotify Wrapped. That was On and Off by Maggie Rogers, and before that was Chicago, Take It or Leave It by Charlie Burke. Oh, and First Time by Lucy Dacus. My time on air today is coming to an end. Boo-hoo, so sad. I hope you all enjoyed the selection of interesting, kind of all-over-the-place songs that I played today. I have two more that are going to play as we're transitioning DJs. But thank you all for tuning in. Tune in next week. I think I will still have a show. If not, no, I will. I will. And yeah, as we're closing out the semester, which is insane because it's going so fast. But that is all. I'm Mia, this is Next Door Neighbor, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This next song is Your Life, Your Time by Christian Leave. I hope you all have amazing days and more amazing weeks, and see you soon.
for you, babe. I'm coming for you.